Good morning, everyone. My name is Adlan Fella. I'm Managing Director of Wi-Fi 360. And in today's podcast, I have the pleasure to welcome Gagan Deep Singh, who is the CEO of Ragapa.
Hi, Gagan.
How are you?
Good, Adlan. How are you doing?
I'm great, thanks. Can you give us a background about who Ragapa is for those listeners who are not familiar with you?
Absolutely. So we're a Silicon Valley-based company. We're like a small team, but very strong team of veterans in network security and software development field. And Ragapa started off, the whole genesis of Ragapa was to provide a very secure and engaging guest Wi-Fi experience in public Wi-Fi setup, basically. We have a two-pronged approach, and that basically means is we want to focus on, engaging the Wi-Fi user that connects on any of these, guest Wi-Fi networks. But at the same time, we want to give them some kind of security by providing, IoT security, by providing some kind of a content filtering and other means of, Wi-Fi security that we can provide. So that's the whole idea behind. We're focused on enterprise customers as well as smaller customers. So you'll see even on our website that there's a list of customers that are, tens of thousands of daily users to like small coffee shops that have 20 users on a daily basis. So that's a little bit brief about what Ragapa.
Okay, great. Because you already answered my question of what are we trying to solve. So why don't you tell us about your Captive XS platform then?
Yeah, absolutely. So Captive XS is basically means captivating the user experience end to end, right? So we have this single software bundle which out of the box has IoT security and engagement monetization tools that any size business can use. And the key features include IoT discovery, management, security, captive portal with social login, content filtering, content insertion, and then deep user analytics along with some user management features that you can use. The solution is available on both platforms. For larger enterprises, it's available on a VM-based solution. For smaller ones, we support a Raspberry Pi, both in an AP mode and a non-AP mode. So that's the overall value of putting everything together in a single platform that has turnkey features and then deploying it in any location, basically, any size.
Great. There are several other vendors out there. What differentiates your solution from other captive portal solutions?
So a couple of things, right? One is you would see a bunch of, competitors out there that are focused on one or the other things. But we have, like I said, a two-pronged approach. We want to focus on monetization aspects, but at the same time, we want to focus on some kind of a security in the public Wi-Fi setup as well. And the fact that we can put all of these features together in a single platform, that is a key differentiator also. Our content insertion has been a key differentiator from, any of these competitors out there for engagement purposes. And then if you really look at it, all these features are actually an appliance in itself, right? I mean, we're trying to take that problem away of having multiple devices installed on a single network to give different features, right? I mean, this is just one software bundle, hosted on a Raspberry Pi or a VM-based solution and basically taking care of everything. So those are the key differentiators, right? I mean, the content insertion, the fact that we can put everything together in a single platform, have turnkey features, and the fact that it can work for small and big, enterprises at the same time with all the features, cloud managed. And that's where we think that we have found our niche, supporting all these kind of customers out there.
Okay, great. Then can you tell us mention some of your flagship customers?
Absolutely. So both of them, I would say, are US-based customers. One is Cedar Fair. As you might already know, Cedar Fair is an amusement park company. It's one of the biggest, largest, owns about 13 parks in US and Canada. And we're live in all their parks that offer free Wi-Fi. And, they see amazing value, amazing ROI using our solutions. I mean, they almost have like 25 million guest users that use that visit their parks, on an annual basis. So that's one. The other customer that we recently won was New York Racing Association. They have some of the oldest sporting parks, which is, horse race tracks. And then they see amazing value as well. We're live in Saratoga Racecourse as well as Belmont Park in New York right now. Mm-hmm. And then the value is amazing. I mean, they've seen, they deployed it, they saw the value, and immediately they moved from one park to another park, right? So those are, I would say, our flagship customer, large customer, credible customer, big names, and then, definitely large audience that uses our solution in those networks, basically.
Okay. Based on that, can you share an example of a deployment that you really are proud of?
Yeah, so the deployment definitely has to be Cedar Fair. I mean, it was a five-park deployment initially when we started working with them, and it was very well coordinated between three teams. Cedar Fair IT, it was us and the Deep Blue, which is our valued partner in deploying in Cedar Fair. And you know, you won't even believe, like, we were knocking out park after park in less than 30 minutes. We had all five parks working, right? So it was just all remote deployment assistance and you know, all done through the cloud setup, and everything was up and running in literally no time at that point. So very clean, very neat, very fast, and some of the biggest networks that we were touching, right? So everything worked smooth and pretty well in that network, basically. Mm-hmm. So we're pretty proud of that one deployment. And typically, Adeline, we see the same pattern repeat on all these large customers. So Naira was exactly the same thing. You know, Telecom Fiji was exactly the same thing. Gloria Hotels was exactly the same thing. So we've basically completely honed the way that we deploy in these large locations without causing much of friction, basically.
Excellent. So nice and easy deployments. So tell us about your roadmap. What exciting features are you working on? And, you know, what should we expect next?
So, you know, obviously there is continuous improvement in the solution itself. You know, we get a lot of customers, asking for different enhancements, different features that get added on our roadmap on pretty much on a daily basis. But, you know, like I said, our focus has been two-pronged. So we focus quite a bit on the security side, as well as we want to focus on the engagement side, which is, you know, what we started the company from. So you'll see a lot more happening in the IoT space. We're moving a lot into machine learning and AI algorithms in finding any kind of rogue behavior within the network, quarantining devices. Our focus has been quite a bit on the SMB side as well. And you'll see, you know, we have that Raspberry Pi on an AP for, especially for a SMB customer. And then we are trying to, like, you know, put it a one-stop shop with our device in that network. But at the same time, providing the security and engagement for those networks, right? I mean, these security include, like, you know, any network device that is misbehaving, we could, you know, mark it. We could quarantine it, we could slow its speed, or we can just put it on a watch list. And the idea is having proactive steps by, the captive access solution itself, not by the user. Because typically you'll see on a smaller networks like SMB, customers don't have this know-how of, you know, what's going on in their network, right? I mean, all they say is there's, you know, some kind of problem. And we basically would, without policies, without rules, we would mark that device a rogue device, and then the customer has the ability to go back and, you know, unmark it and stuff like that. So those are the two key features that we are focusing on: engagement side and the IoT, managing and securing the IoT devices within the network, basically. Yes.
Okay, thanks. I mean, it sounds like interesting stuff coming up. Where can people who are interested find out more about you guys?
So we have a couple of websites. One is ragapa.com, ragapa.com. The other is captiveaccess.com, which is captiveaccess.com. And both places you'll get pretty much similar information, but you'll get you'll get information about our customers, you'll get information about data sheets and all that stuff. So a lot of collateral is available on our website. And then customers can always reach us via info@ragapa.com. Email is the best way to reach us. I mean, our team does pretty well in responding to any of the queries that come up.
Great. Thank you, Reg, and we'll continue to follow your story.
Yep, perfect. Thank you.